directed.
Stephen's Good Day program. Have a good day going on. It's Monday, the 4th of April, and joining us here in this hour of conversation, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Roberta Fasanelli. Okay, so Jennifer, you're usually pretty good when it comes to this.
Yes.
What's the deal between Casey Abrams and Haley Reinhardt?
Ooh.
You didn't hear? Well, I'm the only person
who
knows this.
You think that there's a little romance?
I know there is romance.
Let me look and see if I can.
I know there is romance.
All right, let me play the dummy here. Who are we talking about? Who are
American
these people?
Casey Abrams and Haley Reinhardt. Are
oh,
in
Haley, the
American
cute blonde.
Idol.
Yeah, the cute curly haired blonde.
And Casey's
the one
that plays, one
with a beard.
Yeah, he plays all the instruments.
Right. Yep. He's 20 years old from California, and Haley is 20 years old. And let's see, I don't know where she's from. I'm not sure. But she. And he apparently have struck up a yada, 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 da, 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 20 years old. Is that old enough? Not in this circumstance.
American Idol romance. They're really dating.
They're going to be dating, yeah.
Look
20
at me.
Years old, you're going to be dating.
You
somebody.
Are so good. You scooped me, Doug. This hardly
I did
ever
scoop
happens.
You on this. I know, especially when it comes to this sort of thing.
I know.
They're spending all of their downtime together, apparently.
Oh.
They have a touchy-feely relationship. Said a source. They're lying on each other when they're around the other contestants. Everybody thinks that they have hooked up.
Interesting. And they live together.
Well, they are all in the same house. Didn't they have some mess with the house in Beverly Hills and they moved them out and they put them to some other undisclosed location?
They thought it was haunted.
Well, they also said it was dripping when it rained.
You guys told me this haunted thing, and then I see the show, and then they're talking about how it was just, I mean, it was pouring water through the ceiling.
Yeah.
When it was raining out there. So no, I haven't heard the haunted thing. You read that, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did.
It was haunted raindrops.
Who was the other one who was with? Remember from the beginning, did they both get eliminated? The couple that was in the tryout that I liked?
Yeah, they're gone.
They're both gone, right?
Right. There were two couples, and all of them are gone.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So I just
it's just too complicated for them.
Making sure. It apparently is. Yeah, that'd be tough. Put yourself in their position, I guess. Roberta.
Yes,
the video of the day today, Maria, you'd be interested in, well, I guess everybody would be interested to a certain extent. There is a video of some strange lights over a city in Colorado, which brings us around to the poll today at DougStephan.com. Have you ever seen a UFO? It's not the first time we've asked questions about UFOs.
Have you? Have you?
Have I?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, you think you have?
Too. Yeah.
Have I?
Well, I mean,
when did I see one? And where was I?
I'm asking you.
Oh,
what are you asking? What are you? What's the matter with you?
You said I have. You said you have too.
I said you have in a questioning way.
Oh,
the tone,
okay.
The intonation
I didn't know,
of my voice
I don't
would
know
suggest
that I have.
That I
maybe
was
I have, and
question.
I just didn't realize it. But where did you see one?
Where did I see one?
Yeah,
I have seen several of them. One of them was here in California. Well, no, I'm not in California today. In Florida, I remember seeing one on the east coast of Florida when I was a kid on the beach at Riviera Beach. I saw one in California. All of my sightings have been on the beach.
Did they look like
the
anything?
Question.
What did they look like? Could it have been a shooting star,
beach.
Or was it something where you were like, wow?
No. This is dark. These were dark objects that you would follow, and they seemed to go and stop and go and stop. Now, you wonder sometimes whether your eyes are playing tricks on you when you watch these things.
I've done that
focus
with stars
on them.
Where it goes and stops and goes and stops.
Well, here's another thing. When... I was leaving the airport on Saturday night. It's dark, and you look up in the sky, and you see lights, and you can't identify them. It looks like, okay, that light is up there, and it's just stopped. And then you see that it seems to be moving, and then you get a perspective on it, because sometimes, again, the way, especially the sky is when it's dark, you lose your depth perception. So you see a light, and it seems to be stopped, and then it kind of looks like it's moving.
Right.
When an airplane is coming into an airport... the plane seems to be almost standing still.
Yeah.
And then it gets on top of you, and you see that it wasn't a UFO at all. It was something else. Which brings me around to something that there are a lot of people talking about today.
Before we leave this, can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
Did any of these, did you have any further contact with any of these sightings? Like, do you feel like you connected with them?
Other than the one that took me up in their spacecraft and took me to
That's what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah.
Were you abducted by
experiments on you?
I went to Zetor.
Zetor.
The planet Zetor. Yeah, I went out to see some of my friends, the Zetorians.
Right.
That explains it all.
Yeah. And they've done a nice job fixing my head, don't you think?
Yeah.
My head's much better now, yeah. The poll today, have you ever seen a UFO? A, yes. B, I think so, but I'm not sure. C, no, but a friend of mine did. D, no. See, what this is, Maria, you weren't around with us last week. We had this long conversation about not just necessarily UFOs, but we were back to my theory of where we all come from. There was a story about some of us coming from various planets that had gotten some credibility from a NASA experiment. And so I went back to, why is it that we are all so different and yet we are on this small planet? It doesn't make any sense. And I have 100 times explained where I think we all come from.
By the way, I just looked it up. Zetor is where Asian people come from.
Is that where it is?
Yes.
Well, no wonder my eye is a little up here on the left-hand side.
No, you aren't from Zetor. They just took you back there.
They took me back there.
Probed you and then brought you back to the beach on
I think there should be another answer to our survey, and that would be, would you really acknowledge it?
Would you admit to having seen a UFO? Yeah. That's a very good point, yes.
I can change that.
If you did see one, would you admit to it?
Yeah, because they'd be treated the same way these people treat me. Here, they all think I'm crazy. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
No, we don't think you're crazy, Doug.
I believe that there is life out there, without a doubt. And I believe that it can move around the solar system, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure I buy into your we're all from different planets because that's the only explanation for the reason that we look different thing. I don't buy into.
But you know what? I don't really care whether you buy into it or not.
I know you don't.
It doesn't make any difference.
I know you don't.
One way or the other. You know, see, one of the things that's interesting, last week we were talking a great deal about this FAA traffic supervisor, the air traffic control person that was sent home packing. Apparently they suspended a number of people over this incident. One of the things you don't ever get out of the FAA are, and from pilots, the number of UFOs that they claim to have seen.
Yeah.
Pilots and people that are involved in air traffic mm-hmm. control, there are innumerable references and incidents that have been reported over the years by the folks who are piloting large planes, small planes. There is it's one of those things. And so I think that you can laugh all you want to, but there's something to be said for this. Any comments are welcome at 800-510-8255. And again, I sort of wanted to spend a moment. And I'm not sure everybody got what I was saying earlier about the Air France 330, the Airbus 330 that went down over the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, off the coast of North Africa last year. This plane, as the amazing thing about them finding a wreckage of it, first of all, that they even found it, given the fact that they, it could have been anywhere over not the North Atlantic, because they haven't gotten that far. When the planes from South America go to Europe, they go straight across, pretty much at the equator, to Africa, and then they go up to whatever their destination is in Europe. So as they go across, when you take off from most of those, especially the eastern coastal cities of South America, you're pretty quickly over the ocean, as you are with most, I was talking earlier about, with the Southwest thing. Most of the airports where the planes set overnight are on the coasts, and they're near the salt water, and that affects the integrity of the structure, the superstructure of the plane. So anyway, this plane, they have already figured out, went down because it went into some kind of freaky storm. The air in the atmosphere at 40,000 feet is very cold. It's 40, 50, 60 degrees below zero. So anything that touches the plane is going to freeze instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in some kind of a freakish storm and you actually get precipitation, you notice when you're flying, there's never any precipitation on the plane because you're above the precipitation no matter what. If you even run through a series of clouds, you're above the precipitation, it's almost impossible for you to go into a situation where, unless you're landing, you're going to absorb that moisture. But there isn't, it isn't for the most part, unless, well, the situation in Buffalo a couple of years ago where that little commuter plane went down, same thing happened, just ice, and they stalled the plane and it crashed. In this circumstance, the plane somehow or other was in some kind of a freakish storm that was so high up, there was moisture even at the 40,000 foot mark, gets into the sensor devices that tell you at what altitude you're flying, freezes them, the autopilot goes off, the pilots can't see where they are, they don't know where they are, they have no sense of where they are, so the plane goes down, you don't feel it going down, instruments all are jammed up, and the thing ends up in the drink. And that's what's fascinating about it. You know, you can't plan for every single type of possibility, and that's one that, you know, at least in recorded airline history or commercial aviation, never happened before. It's just one of those things. And you just got to wonder, what in the world? We get sort of an inkling because you hear the stories of the people who got off that plane on Friday or Saturday. Was it Friday or Saturday?
It was Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they look up and they see this hole in the and the plane, by the way, hasn't descended. The plane is still at its normal cruising altitude, which I think in this case was 36,000 feet. Boom. There's a hole in the top of the plane. What are you thinking? What is the process of thought that is in your mind? Now, Roberta.
Tighten my seatbelt.
Yeah. Well, Maria and I both travel a lot. Okay, so Maria, you are on a plane every week. I'm on a plane every week. What do you think of? You don't know until you go through it, but just imagine if you look up and see a hole in the roof of the plane and it's pressurized and immediately loses its pressure. Plus, you can see the sky at 35,000 feet.
Yeah.
Got to send you into
what's the temperature like then?
And hey, drops. Bingo.
What if you're one of the people whose the skin of the plane got ripped off right over top of you? And
well,
now,
it's easy. You just reach for your sunscreen.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, right.
And now, but your little breathing mask got pulled away with the skin of that.
Right. Yeah. Then you hope the guy next to you will share.
They say that you can go unconscious. I think it's 10 to 20 seconds.
When you're that high,
you'll lose your consciousness. Yeah,
it's like being getting the bends when you're diving too quickly and come back up. Same thing happens.
Well,
have you ever heard the ice come off of a plane? Like when I fly to Africa and I remember at night you can just hear the ice coming off of the plane. And I hate that
That's
sound.
Creepy.
It's like chalkboard. Because you're freaked out. You think exactly that. The whole roof is just going to peel back with the ice, you know?
Yeah. Well, isn't this a pleasant way to begin our conversation? Is that right?
Thanks, boss.
All right, anyway, you got started because you tried to discredit me with my UFO stuff. 800-510-8255. It's 20 minutes. No, was it 20 after, Richie, or 19?
It is. It's 20 after.
Already.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Slakes are built, let's see, when the
just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Time for our birthday list today. Estelle Harris, who played George's mother on Seinfeld, used her own name, a real name, 79 today. Maya Angelou, who's responsible for All God's Children, Need Traveling Shoes, and many other things that are of interest and importance. Kind of sweet. She's 83 today. Craig T. Nelson's birthday is today. And Craig Nelson, Zeke on Parenthood, amongst other things. A lot of things in his
he was coach,
Emmy
remember?
Award-winning. Yeah, he was coach from in the 90s, I think early 90s. Was in Turner and Hooch, Beverly Hills, let's see, Troop Beverly Hills, I remember that, Silkwood. He's had a pretty varied career, actually. Private Benjamin, Call to Glory, Poltergeist, Killing Fields. In the TV show The District, and is in a new show now. Isn't he in a, is
he's
it a
in
movie?
Parenthood right now.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
How's he doing in that?
Good.
Kitty Kelly, the author of Nancy Reagan and Jackie O and His Way, the Frank Sinatra books, birthday is today. She would be 69. Happy birthday to her. Dave Hill, guitarist with the group Slade, is 65. I don't claim to know much about them. Anybody else know much about him? No. Okay, so let's keep going. Luke Halpin was the kid Sandy Ricks on Flipper.
Flipper.
Flipper. You know, a lot of people made a lot of noise last week after the whale that killed the trainer started performing again. Did you notice that? The whale was named Killikum. As in the...
Hope it's not Kill Again.
No. No, it's too bad about that.
It's sad, but it's also, you know, what do you expect? You
it's
have
part
to
of
know
the deal.
There's that, yeah, it's part of the
yeah.
work.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see here. Next up is Christine Lottie. Is she an O-winner? We got Pick Withers first, drummer for Dire Straits, 63. With the Sultans of Swing. Nobody knows who he is, though, so let's go to Christine Lottie. Who was born on this date in 1950, so she's 61 today. Dr. Catherine Austin on Chicago Hope. Also, Crazy from the Heart. She was on the Harvey Korman show. I didn't realize that. Huh. Okay, next up, Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers. Born on this date, 1951. 60 years old today. See how many songs The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Delta Dirt, remember that? Broken Lady, Statues Without Hearts, Nighttime Magic, I've Done Enough Dying Today, All the Gold in California, which is what this is all about. Gallen Brothers is pretty interesting. A lot of times people confuse them with the, what's the other, now that I've just lost, the other brothers, Statler Brothers, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Doug, for thinking that up on your own. Statler Brothers. I did, as a matter of fact. That's exactly what I did, Jennifer.
Thank you, Doug.
David Cross from Arrested Development is Tobias. 47 today. See Dave Hill with the group Slade. I don't think he's on our list, but I know who is, and that's Nancy McEwen, who is Joe on the Facts of Life, 45 today.
Yeah. Remember? That show, yep.
Michael Schwartz, also known as the Mixmaster Mike, is kind of one of those disc jockey guys, isn't he, I think?
Mixmaster Mike?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think that would be the case? Beastie Boys.
Ooh, I like this.
Michael Schwartz is 41 today from the Beastie Boys, right?
Is that it? I would think they're a little older.
No, no, not really. Okay, Jill Scott, 39.
She's great.
Today, Kelly Price is 38. James Roday, Sean on Psych, 35 today.
Lots of birthdays today.
Yeah, a lot of them. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Last night, I dreamt I went to Manderley again. If you're a fan of the chilling novel Rebecca, then wake up for this exciting news. Someone found another story by Daphne du Maurier. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Written years before du Maurier's novel about shy wife number two who lives in wife number one's evil shadow, this story's main character is also named Rebecca. According to the Telegraph, it's about obsession and jealousy. The author's son, Kitz Browning, says the short story is quite ahead of its time, and he's sorry that his mom isn't alive so he can tease her. It's about a woman in love with a life-size mechanical male doll. Daphne du Maurier wrote the doll when she was only 21. It was rejected for publication, but she mentioned it in her autobiography, and that's what started a bookseller in Cornwall looking. It will be published in a new du Maurier anthology in May, which will also include a ghost story entitled Happy Valley. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. and millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. Veer is a solution. The revolutionary designed for seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffens.
And when you say
program.
We, you mean we. All
we.
Together, right?
Yes.
We, that is we.
We. Many of
I mean we, as
right.
in Jennifer and Maria and Roberta. Let's see, Jennifer. Maria. Roberta. Rich E.
Right.
Everybody's name begins ends with a vowel. The poll over the weekend, focusing on the first weekend of baseball, what's your favorite ballpark snack? 29% of you
said beer.
Exactly. No, anything as long as it comes with beer.
Popcorn.
33% said hot dogs. Popcorn.
Popcorn freaks
popcorn?
Me out at stadiums.
It's awful.
Because people touch it and there's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to eat that.
And they got that slimy, buttery fake stuff.
Do you guys know how addictive I am to popcorn? I will go to a movie theater and go there for lunch. Like,
for some
I will
reason,
go
no.
in just to buy the popcorn.
But knowing that you don't eat the
skinny?
Chemical butter.
It's so bad for you. It is so bad for you.
But you know what?
I have a popcorn
popper
here in my office that I can get it down to 40 calories a cup.
That's good.
With a fresh popcorn popper.
What do you do? How
I
do you
eat
do
it almost every day of my life.
Well, it's air popped, There's no oil and no butter on it. It's just the plain
really?
Popcorn.
Yeah,
so
just dry.
Popcorn's bad for you. It's all the junk you put on it.
Well, but yeah, if you don't have any junk on it, though, it tastes like you might as well eat
I
wood from the side
popcorn.
Of a tree. Yeah.
You like it even just dry.
Yeah, I think it's a sensation of just keeping my mouth moving and crunching on something.
Might try to talk
How about
more
chewing gum?
That was kind of hot until you said the crunch.
All right, so anyway, the favorite ballpark snack from our listenership anyway, 33% said hot dogs, 29% said anything with beer, 13% said peanuts, 12% said sweet treats, 7% said popcorn, 6% said anything else that's salty. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But pretty much you get the same things at every sports event, can't you? Football, you can get the same things at football games.
I mean,
game.
You know, a dog and a burger and, you know, stuff like that.
You can't get peanuts at a football game?
Huh?
Popcorn at a football game? You can't? Sure. You can.
Yeah, but like some places now have sushi, which I think is really
right. Ew.
You're going to go to a game, we might as well eat the nasty
That's nasty.
You don't like sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all, but I sure as heck didn't want to.
At a ballpark.
At a ballpark.
Yeah.
They're getting
weird.
Into putting all these gourmet food
yeah,
stands.
Right. So here's how you didn't hear this conversation. I'll refresh everybody's memory with this and bring Maria up to date. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Last week, Maria, I was going through a series of videos that I found online, the videos at YouTube that feature what people have found when they stick a tube up your butt to check and see.
Oh, not this again.
Whether
why?
There is. Well, but I have to bring, in fairness to Maria, I have to
I'm
bring her up
sure
to date on this.
Okay with
why do you have to use this terminology? I mean, when Katie Couric did this whole colonoscopy thing, she made it sound so professional.
Well, this is really what's happened. I can make it sound professional. There is a specific device that's a television camera that's used when you have a colonoscopy. And it's a little thing on the end of a. It's like you see in the movies, somebody sticks
it's
the thing
vacuum.
Through a grill. Right. Okay, so anyway, what they are finding and not releasing are the worms that are in your system.
Awesome.
The worms that are in our bodies. And the heavier you are, that is, the more obese you are, the heavier the chance that you're going to have worms all through your system. In other words, the excess weight that you're carrying around your middle.
It's actually
especially,
worms, not fat.
Is actually, well, it's worm
is that why it
infested.
Moves around?
It's worm infested. They can actually see these worms in your body, and much of it comes from eating things like meat that's not cooked. Things are not pure today. Vegetables, not usually, if you clean them, although there can be some things that are left
strawberries
on.
Strawberries have worms, yeah. I've heard.
Well, you can, yeah, I mean, you can look at them, you can see them, you got to wash them off before you eat them. You can see them on tomatoes. I mean, there's all kinds, you can see them in lettuce. They get their camouflage, though. It's interesting. These little wormy things are pretty clever because they get to be the color of the object that they're on. So they're harder to see. Sometimes you can digest them depending on what the context is of the worm. You can actually, they are protein.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at
it.
One on YouTube
eating.
Right now.
I told you that's where they were.
That's disgusting.
Well, hello.
I grew up with this because my dad was a veterinarian, and he would show us all sorts of
dogs have worms.
Stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like, we had a dog's heart in a jar in our house that had heartworms in it.
Yeah.
And, he just kind of, we did science projects on him.
Yeah, it's very instructive. You ought to be able to look at this stuff. So, Richie, you're seeing all these videos that I was talking about.
The worm looks just like the colon. So, the colon is kind of pinkish, skin color or whatever.
Yeah.
The worm is the exact same color, and it's up on the wall, and you don't notice it until it starts moving.
Oh, would you please stop? I can't deal with this anymore. Seriously.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about anything living up
there. I just had some medium, and now they were medium. They weren't medium-rare burgers last night. I might have a couple of those running around.
You may be wanting to not have any medium-rare anything after you see that stuff.
God, I like
I'm still eating my sushi, though. Worms, no worms. I still got to have my sushi.
Good for you, Rich. I'm really
like
this.
Hey, man, garbage in, garbage out. You drink enough
beer.
The problem
is it doesn't go out. That's the problem. It doesn't get
what do you mean it doesn't go out? If it's in the colon, it's going to get flushed out.
Do you remember hearing the story about...
Not if it holds on to the side of the those things that you're looking at.
Let me tell you something.
Grab onto the side of the colon.
9% dogfish beers, that thing's not going to live. It's dead.
Dead, right. Okay.
Okay, do you remember when people would talk about swallowing tapeworms to lose weight, and they would talk about how it would jut out of their mouth in the middle of the night for food? I'm seeing it do the opposite, if you get my drift.
All right, so there it is, boys and girls, your biology lesson for today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Meanwhile,
that was good.
Dear Abby, I have been in a relationship.
Did you say dear Abby?
No, I said dear Abby.
That's a great idea, though. I'm going to become a beer person that gives you help on what kind of beer to drink. I'm going to call myself Beer Abby. New career. I'm going to start it up next week.
I've been in a relationship for more than 2 years. For most of that time, we have been engaged.
See, in my one, they would be drinking every night.
I recently discovered that my fiancé was texting and talking to a woman who's at work with him. When I questioned him about it, he admitted that he had slept with her.
Uh-oh.
I broke off the engagement and broke off contact with him. He continues to contact me. He says he loves me and that it will never happen again.
Right.
I love him, but don't think that the odds are good for this working out. I don't like the idea of going back to a cheater. How can I trust him again? Am I crazy to even think of going back to him? Yeah. All right, ladies on the panel, we'll start with Maria. What's your answer to this young lady named Amy?
Yes, you're crazy. Run.
All right. Roberta, what do you say to this young woman?
I'm with Maria.
Okay, that's the first time that's happened. Roberta, let's see. Jennifer.
Jennifer, I think that people, once they cheat, they are totally, the risk of them cheating again is so high that you can't trust it.
Mm-hmm. And
I
Richie?
Don't think there's a one-time cheater out there.
I learned a lesson early on. Somebody broke up with someone else to go out with me, then broke up with me to go out with somebody else.
Exactly.
Right. Hello.
Yeah.
There's
a pattern.
Ending. Do it once, and you're there.
Yeah. Or in your
okay.
case, downgrading.
Now, here's what the answer was to Amy. You're not crazy. Reconsider this relationship, especially if he's working hard to win you back.
Please.
It'd be crazy, however, to jump right back into the into an engagement with someone who has cheated. If you're willing to try again, and if he is willing to be consistent, steady, faithful, truthful, and most important, to talk about this, his motivation for wanting to be back with you, then it may be worthwhile. None of you agree with that advice.
I think maybe she should get a pass then. Maybe she should go out and cheat a little.
Why?
I don't know, just for fun.
Yeah, that
make
helps
him suffer.
Make
yeah.
him
suffer.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so there it is, a little practical advice from the folks on the panel here on the Good Day program. Here's some practical advice for those of you who want your eyes to look younger. This product, Lumitone, works on skin redness. It's a way to get your eyes great looking no matter what your age. It sort of is a serum of sorts. Somebody described it as something that will camouflage dark circles. I'm not sure what the best way is. It's not important for me to try to put all the categories together at once. What I want you to know is this is an anti-aging eye cream. It's for men and for women who see in the mirror these dark circles and get troubled. This is a free jar of Lumitone, which you can get right now. Rub a little dab of it around your eye area. It will reduce the look of dark circles right away. 800-894-3302. You can look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there either, because Lumitone has this breakthrough ingredient that can ease the appearance of your puffiness and your bags. Keep using it and keep the heavy bags from being a factor in how you look. You want to look younger and refreshed, don't you? You want to look the part? 800-894-3302. Amazing how many people have already gotten online and have found that this stuff does work. Fine lines around your eyes. Gonzo. This is specifically for your eyes. 800-894-3302. Call now. The direct line, direct call, entitles you to a free jar of Lumitone. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Otherwise, as Roberto would tell you, it's there for free. 800-894-3302.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus,
recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Okay, so 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Maria and Roberta, Jennifer and Richie and I thinking about how you stay together, dating. Talking about this woman who knew that her husband, that her fiancé was cheating on her, and she still was thinking about going back to him, which doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. But you know what? There's a much more casual, really casual approach to connections today. So maybe whether there's more forgiveness or not, but there are more and more people who are less serious about love and just interested in hooking up. They just want to have
they want to have a physical connection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that doesn't take up a lot of their time.
Right. Exactly.
Or friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So under the circumstances... So if everybody understands what it's all about, what's wrong with that?
There's always one person where I think that it's possible, but I think more times than not, there's always one person who's more into it than the other one.
Yeah, never works out.
Uh-huh. So then what happens? What do you do?
Ends up getting hurt. You waste a year or 2 years or 3 years or whatever it is, and then you go, wow. What could I have done with that? What does that mean?
What do you mean waste?
You could be looking for the one. Rich is the romantic.
But you never find anything when you're looking for it. Come on. You know,
you don't. But if you're engaged with somebody that's never going to go anywhere, you're certainly not going to find it.
And I disagree, because if you're shut off to love, you won't find it. You have to at least open yourself up to love before you can meet someone.
And you just can't leave meeting someone to chance. I mean, you have to go about it almost in a professional manner.
Like stalking.
Yeah, exactly. Jennifer's address is...
I'll kill you.
Just look for the avocado tree and make a left.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Look for the ramshackle neighborhood with a motorcycle gang in it.
We do have motorcycle gangs.
Of course you have motorcycle gangs. Which, by the way, is one of the most interesting parts. This movie, Lincoln Lawyer, with Matthew McConaughey, I was talking about it earlier, how wonderfully well done it was. And he has these interesting exchanges with members of a motorcycle gang.
What's the movie about? I don't know what it means.
The movie about, he's a lawyer
in Lincoln
who practices from the backseat of a Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is extraordinarily good at getting the bad guys off. And that's how it starts. Then he develops a conscience because the people that he sent away, somebody who was guilty,
and he made a deal with the DA just to get rid of the case, and it turned out the guy was innocent. And so that begins to eat on him when he figures out that somebody that he's representing was actually the bad guy that did what was the guy who was sent up the river didn't do it, but the guy who became his client did. And it's a rather complicated, intertwined, but very well-done script. Very interesting movie. So you might want to check it out. Interesting things are all around us here. On Good Day, it's 51 after the hour.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Directed.
A focus on the outer skins of Southwest 737s and recounting what happened last Friday. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Cracks in three Southwest Airlines Boeing 737s are being repaired after an aggressive inspection into the fleet was conducted over the weekend. The inspections began after a five-foot hole blew open in the top of the fuselage of a plane headed from Phoenix to Sacramento, California, Friday. The flight was forced to make an emergency landing at a military base near Yuma, Arizona. One flight attendant was slightly injured in the incident. No injuries to the passengers. One of those aboard the flight had this to say.
I know that especially given the attention, they'll take this seriously and make sure that this never happens again.
And here's Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board. He said investigators went to work immediately after that plane landed.
There are three rows of rivets that run down the aircraft longitudinally. And we have clear evidence that the skin separated.
Sumwalt said there was evidence showing pre-existing metal fatigue along that site. The inspections of all those 737s forced the airline to cancel 600 flights over the weekend. Well over 100 more Southwest flights are expected to be canceled today. As the saying goes, check with your carrier, specifically Southwest, if you're flying with them today. Meanwhile, the passengers and crew of a JetBlue Airbus are safe following some very tense moments in the sky yesterday over New York City. About 15 minutes after JetBlue Flight 177 took off from Kennedy Airport in the morning, the pilot announced that the Airbus had lost its GPS navigation system. The plane circled the Big Apple three times, dumping fuel. Passengers say fire trucks raced alongside the jet as it touched down to make a safe emergency landing at JFK. No one was hurt. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Bolt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
On Wall Street, stocks ended last week in positive territory. The Dow up 57 on Friday to 12,377. S&P up 7 points. NASDAQ 9 points higher at the close. Crude oil prices also up. Another $1.22 a barrel, finishing at $107.94. A federal government shutdown is possible at the end of this week if there's no agreement to extend funding. Government funding in the latest short-term spending measure expires April 8th. President Obama warned on Friday that a shutdown would be the highest of irresponsibility and would threaten the fragile economic recovery. Well, this isn't something you normally expect when you play a Major League Baseball game. We've heard of rainouts, but a snow out? The Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies in Denver postponed because of snow yesterday. On Saturday, it was 84 degrees at Coors Field in Denver, but yesterday you had cold, wind, rain, and snow that moved in before the game, and the game was snowed out. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Don't want to be the Easter Bunny.
4,000 years of tradition doesn't end just because one selfish bunny doesn't feel like doing it.
Critics absolutely hated Hop, but the animated film took first place in its debut weekend with $38 million. The thriller Source Code in its debut came in second with $15 million. And finally, the NCAA college basketball men's championship game is set for tonight in Houston. Yes, our brackets were busted long ago. Time now to just pick a winner. It's Butler against Connecticut. Butler beat VCU in the national semifinal 70-62. UConn upended Kentucky 56-55. So you've got these two going at it. What do you think?
A small Div 1 school like this, going to the national championship back-to-back years, unbelievable.
He is referring to Butler. How about you?
Butler is a great team. They made it here last year and fell short. But UConn is going to win.
All right, I want one more opinion. How about some incisive analysis?
UConn is good, but I think that Butler has the potential to win. We play to our opponent's ability, so I think we're all going to step it up, and it'll be a good game.
There you go. Considering how I did with my brackets, you don't want to know what I think, but I'm rooting for Butler. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff, and now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.